Hey friends, it's Sylvia Nwokolo, and I'm glad you have joined me on this journey to enlighten you to thrive and be all that you were purposed to be. I still remember being ready for marriage and knowing that I was going to get married soon. I didn't have a boyfriend at the time, but I just knew it and I had peace within me. Then all of a sudden, potential suitors started showing interest, and though I was flattered, I knew I had to make a decision, a marriage decision. Another epic time I had to make a critical job decision. Another time it was a relocation decision. And I could go on and on about making decisions. I'm sure you have experienced times when you had to make a decision, be it a light one or a hard one. What would you say has guided you in deciding what to do, in choosing which way to go? There are a couple of themes that have guided my decision making. So let's dive straight into it. Number one is what I would call my North Star. What I think is my ultimate vision for my life. What drives me? What lights me up? What dreams I have concerning my future? My big picture vision. That recurring dream or desire that just doesn't seem to go away. I believe as a Christian, the more you delight yourself in the Lord, the more you align yourself with His ways, because His desires will be your own desires as well. This makes decision making less difficult. When you are totally surrendered to His ways and aligned with God's purpose for your life, remember He created you and has the blueprint. Knowing God's purpose for your life is one thing. Implementing it when you come to that crossroad of making a decision is another kettle of fish. It takes courage to decide and implement even when your decision will not be seen as popular opinion. Have you been there? I had to go through this process at a point in my life when I was at a crossroad with my career. I knew what I wanted, but it wasn't a popular opinion. At that moment, to many, it would have been seen as a crazy decision that I made. But looking at the future, I knew it would lead me closer to fulfilling the desires God put in me. So long story cut short, by making that decision of not living by others' opinion of what success looks like, but deciding based on God's purpose for my life, it led me to my desired career, to discover my husband by divine connection, and subsequently led us to relocate as a family to the United Kingdom. I know it can be hard to act on what you feel God is saying to you when culture and tradition says otherwise. But the truth is, when you decide not to live life on others' terms, you would experience all that God called you to be because you are fearfully and wonderfully made in His image and in His likeness. He loves you and He has made you uniquely. His plans for you are that of good, not evil, to give you an expected end. So to recap, keep your ultimate vision for your life in mind when making decisions. Forget about what others will think or what others are doing and decide based on your future. I honestly think this point is the main thing to look out for because it serves as the foundation, knowing where you are at and where you want to get to. That's priceless. When I am faced with a decision that I need to make, I commit it to God in prayer and analyze the pros and cons of the decision. With this in mind, I will speak to my spouse and a trusted friend, mentor, or pastor and run the issue by them. While I'm not leaving the decision for them to make, the Bible says, in the multitude of counsel, there is wisdom. So I would like to see it from other angles too, in case I have missed something. There are times in your decision making that you would need to stand alone or with a select few because of the calling of God on your life. As long as your decision aligns with the Word of God and you have peace about it, hang in there, my friend. You will have the last laugh. You'll be like the children of Israelites in Psalm 126, rejoicing with their mouths filled with laughter that God had brought them out of captivity. For the joy that is set before you, endure the process of making that decision, knowing that you will have the last laugh as long as you stay the course. The final point I would love to make concerning decision making is that once you have decided with God's guidance, counsel from others, and having the peace of God, go all in with confidence. Don't second guess yourself. Put in your best towards that decision. Clear yourself of any doubt and walk towards that decision with faith. Don't be lukewarm about it. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So stay the course and let God guide you through it. And if eventually it doesn't turn out the way you thought, be of good cheer, my friend. It will all work out for your good. Learn what you need to learn for that season and be equipped with that life experience to make yet another decision. The in-betweens of life is not as crucial and can be seen as light decisions to make, such as where to park your car or what to have for dinner. Although I must admit, I still listen out for the Holy Spirit's still small voice, knowing that I have the mind of Christ. However, if you miss taking left but took a right instead, you can always recalculate your route. This should free many of us up to lighten up when making trivial decisions. We are always winning, learning, or both. So with these few points, I hope you would be more confident in making decisions and in going all in on the decisions you make. Until next time, my friend, it's your host, Sylvia Nwokolo, reminding you to keep winning, shining, and thriving. God bless.